always look forward to this conversation each and every week. I get to chat with my buddy Rick Limpert, who you can follow on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell, and you are buried in the whole bunch of NCAA tennis right now. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But first, let's talk about graduation. We're seeing the signs all over the place, people putting up in front of their restaurant, congratulations, graduates. It is graduation season, and graduates need gifts, and Rick's got ideas.
Yeah, I think back to my graduation, Sully. I don't know if you do, and I got a bunch of useless junk, and I got some cash. I appreciate the cash, but maybe if you're looking to buy somebody something they're going to be able to use, we have a few suggestions for that.
Definitely, and we will start off with this Kensington Laptop Locking Station 2.0, kensington.com, the website. This is definitely something good for not only a student to have, but somebody moving into a new job, too.
Yeah, right behind smartphones, Sully, for devices that get stolen the most frequently is your laptop. So Kensington, a company that makes a bunch of different accessories. We've talked about some of their other ones. I love the Locking Station 2.0. It's really a perfect device. I mean, it'll be useful in your dorm room, Dan, if you're at a coffee shop doing work. Fits on any size laptop, just about, and it just slides in between the arms of the locking station. You know, your laptop does, and then you adjust it, and people are not able to walk off or swipe your laptop anymore. So this is very important, and probably one of the worst feelings besides losing our phone would be having our laptops getting stolen.
No doubt. We have so much information on them. The Kicker Bullfrog Jump Bluetooth speaker. Rick, you love Bluetooth, and I know you love speakers. This is kind of a great intersection for you.
This is a huge, beautiful, loud speaker. I don't know if you know the name Kicker, Sully, but they make big speakers for bars, restaurants, other areas. This is an outdoor speaker, great for tailgating, camping this summer, picnics, outdoors activities. And it's it also has an FM tuner on it, just a real durable, waterproof, weatherproof speaker that really pumps out the sound. So Kicker has been making speakers for a long time. This is one of their first ventures into big Bluetooth speakers, and it's a good one.
Yeah, in the car stereo and subwoofer business since the early 1970s out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. An amazing little story, too, about how these guys got started.
Yeah, that's really the heyday of car stereos and subwoofers, Sully, isn't it? The mid-70s or so?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah, a great speaker, and this will work indoors and outdoors to a T.
All right, so now let's talk about the College Student First Aid Kit. Well, I think a lot of people have an idea of what a college student would want for a first aid kit, but now that they're graduating, what would they use this for?
Well, what a college student might want heading off to college might be different from what they might need. So a nurse practitioner, over 25 years experience, she's from the state of Georgia. She created this kit, which is like a little fishing tackle box filled with all the medications, drops, tools, wound care items, aspirins, ibuprofens that a student would need. She kind of did her research on this. Starts at $59.95 and up, depending on which kit you get. And I guess your college kid heading off to college can't be too prepared. They may be embarrassed to have this kit until something happens where they need it, and really a worthwhile product.
You can't be too prepared for situations, and this looks like something that's really good to have. I think about preparedness a lot, too, and especially people going to music festivals or going away for the weekend. It really is good to have a little kit ready to go that has a bunch of things in it that you might not think to pack.
Yeah, what would be in the DJ or radio personality first aid kit, Sully?
Probably just some hand sanitizer off after all of those handshakes, and certainly a couple of Kind bars as well.
Oh, that would be great. I think any profession, it's good having this stuff on hand, and you don't think about it. Probably the last thing the college person heading off to college thinks about, so this is a great idea.
Okay, so Pixie uses augmented reality navigation. What is this, and how are they implementing this technology into this product?
Well, this is one of these BK Beacon sensors, Sully, and a great price point. You get two for about $50 at getpixie.com. So Pixie is you can attach your car keys to it. You can put it in a backpack. You can attach it to a laptop again. And if something gets stolen or you lose something, it has advanced tracking on it. You'll be able to zero in where it is, where you can go after it. And it's got a little more power than those outdated Bluetooth trackers that rely on Beats and other people to find the things for you. So this is kind of a game changer in tracking technology.
GetPixie.com is the website. Spell it just like the band, PIXIE.com, GetPixie. And, yeah, I might be able to use this for the 2005 Civic. It is a valuable vehicle.
I wouldn't want that to get stolen from you, Sully. So definitely let me know if you need a Pixie.
Iris Notes Air 3 Digital Pen. Note-taking made easy. This sounds like it's right up your alley.
I actually do use this, Sully. I've tried a few of these note-taking digital pens over the years. Sometimes you use them and, you know, for a week, and then you kind of put it down and never pick it back up again because they're kind of difficult to use. This one is a lot simpler to use, brand new, $150, great for the high school, college student. And you just basically write with it. It captures the handwritten notes and graphs you're making, and you can download those into your computer, into a graph by Bluetooth wireless, and you have your notes saved. So I thought this was a pretty cool idea. Makes use of some ultrasound and infrared technology to collect these notes, and a great idea, great gift item heading off to college for somebody.
You can follow Rick on Twitter, of course. His handle there, Rick Roswell, the hub for all things Rick and the things that he's covering during the week, ricklimpert.info. And today, as we have our conversation, we find you in Athens, Georgia, NCAA tennis going on out there. What are you up to this week?
Yeah, NCAA tennis, the next 8 days. Athens, Georgia, probably the best host for college tennis, the college tennis championships. This is the final time it's going to be here for at least 5 years. So people are looking to attend one of the most exciting sporting events that happens each year. It's a little underrated. University of Georgia men are still alive. The individual championships will be later this week. Just a very fun event, and nobody runs it better than the crew here at UGA.
Well, I know whenever you're at a tennis event, it really is the perfect place for you. You're just such a fan of the sport, a great ambassador for it, involved in different tennis functions all throughout the Southeast. And it's just cool when people are doing what they love to do. And when you're in the middle of tennis, that is definitely you.
Yeah, it just sets up a big summer of tennis here in the Atlanta area, and then with the BB&T men's tournament that I'm involved in, Sully, this summer. And I'll definitely have you out there this summer for some great tennis. And let's hope the weather clears up a little bit here this weekend. A little rainy right now.
Now, there are not as many Starbucks out there in the Walton Oconee area as there are in the Atlanta area. Have you found a good Starbucks to hide to do your work?
No, they have a little workroom here at the university I use, but there is a Starbucks right as 316 kind of ends, and you kind of make the right to head to campus. I've hit that Starbucks on numerous occasions. It's run, I think there's mainly students that man it, and they do a pretty good job there. So that Starbucks is definitely up to my standards.
Well, you cannot be without your lattes and your caffeine. So
macchiatos.
Is that the drink for you these days?
Summer, it's iced macchiatos. You gotta go big or go home.
I don't know. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, I just get the grande coffee with room. Little cream, no sugar, that's me. Simple, basic, and it's not going to bother the barista too much.
You're grande to me, Sully, and you're simple as well. That's why I talk to you every week.
WirelessWednesday.live, the hub for all things Rick, if you want to check out what he's working on this week. And his Fam Trip Field Guide book has been out for a little while. You can pick it up for the Kindle store at Amazon.com, also available in paperback at thebookpatch.com. Always good to catch up, Rick. Hope you have a great week.
Okay, so I'll see you next week.